Hi, this is a dictation for Pamela Lewis, PAMELALEWIS. Date of service is 12. Sorry. The date of service is 1/13/2022, and the date of accident is June 15, 2021, and date of birth is 3/19/93. Pamela Lewis is here for a follow-up evaluation, and she reports that she is suffering from pain in the neck, right shoulder and lower back, right hip, right and right knee, secondary to an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a driver, leading to hic and head injury, along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, ringing in the ears, and incontinence of the urine bowel, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and started having pain in the neck, right shoulder and lower back, with radiculopathy both arms and leg anteriorly and posteriorly, and L3-4 S1 S2 dermal fashion. She also reported her vagina was numb. There's a numbness of the fourth and fifth finger on both sides. Toes are not involved. She is able to walk reasonably good, and she reports that she will not, her MRIs have been reviewed with her. The right shoulder has a small tear in the glenoid labrum, grade 1, and the patient reports that the pain level in the neck and lower back and the right shoulder, right hip, and right knee is around between 8 to 10, and 40% pains are reported relieved. The ADLs that are affected are mood 10, work is 10, sleep and enjoyment of life is 10, and general activity and relationship with other people is 9, walking ability is 7. In the system review, patient reports headaches with dizziness and vertigo, vision disturbance, and ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, loss of balance, lack of focus, poor grades at work, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, clicking, grinding, numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, nerve pain, shoulder pain, and hip pain. In the GI, patient has nausea, vomiting, but no diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine or urination, blood in the urine, but complaints of frequency. In respiratory, patient complaints of asthma, but no throat breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that she's suffering from extraordinary stiffness in the morning, and pain level is reported to be worse. There is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Orlin, and substance abuse none is reported except marijuana she is using for pain relief. Compliance is still full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 159/113, pulse 100, pulse ox is 100, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit of 12/23/2021, dictation number 1223-048, along with the diagnosis. Now, care is to continue physical therapy and continue naproxen, Elavil, Scalexin. Naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 at night, Scalexin 800 three times a day with one refill. The patient is provided Ultram 100 milligram at night, 30 days supply. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The patient is found to be reasonably in compliance. The patient is undergoing a complete neurological workup with the neurologist. And at this time, patient has had plenty of therapy since June 15, 2021. And she is refusing to provide a consent for injection treatment for glenoid labrum tear, and also for cervical epidural steroid injection, times three. And hence, patient will be reviewed again next month. Her therapy will be curtailed to once a week, as well as no narcotic will be required. And that'll be the end of dictation. Thank you.